get the old Clabber Girl baking powder. Mm-hmm. What you call it, Clabber Girl baking powder, is all I've ever known. And put my seasoning in of salt and season it with, put that, enough of that in. Have to learn how to put an amount of that in according to the quantity of bread you make to make it rise good. You know. Mix the flour though, regardless. It does better with flour. And you put just baking powders in, and then you have baked your whole cake.
Was there anything that you could use besides baking powder to make it rise?
I hadn't learned it.
The yeast?
Well, yeast to make dough rise, but I've never used no yeast to put it in, just take the yeast and put it in the bread to make it go all at once, no. But you can take and make your yeast. If you can get you some yeast made, you can put that yeast in your bread then instead, and you got something that's real good. And our preacher, here he comes, his wife is a bread maker, and she is supposed to make yeast bread. And she buys this yeast at the store and calls herself making yeast bread. But when I got some of it, I found the difference. If she's going to make me no more, and I get to talk to her, I say, don't put no more sugar in it. I don't want no sweets at all in my bread. And I said, then I love it better. But then it's not the kind that I thought you was going to bring me. I thought you was going to bring me some that's riz up. And when you cut a loaf, it'll perfume the house. Something like that. Now, I said, that's the yeast I'm talking about. Something or other that'll taste good in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. And it's healthy, too. Believe it or not. I hear them say that you drank a little beer for the stomach's sake. In other words, some do. But it's the yeast that you get in your stomach and your body that does work. It's good. It's healthy.
Right.
That's healthy.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
Well, my old saying is mostly what I got. If I hadn't got an egg and grits, I use usually have some canned stuff that we people mix. Seventh-day Adventist movement. Can some stuff that's meatless, but you think you've got meat when you're cooking it and when you taste it. And that's the kind of food we tend to buy and have on hand for our breakfast. Then we cook our grits and flavor it with the gravy out of that meatless stuff. Or we take some of the juice out of the can and flavor our stuff that we eat with it, if we got it. If not, you can buy at the store now, you can buy this meatless meat, they call it. It looks just like bacon, but it's meatless. It ain't no meat in it. It's made out of vegetables. And I think it came from our movement of Loma Linda, a place called Loma Linda, where they make this stuff. And I believe that that's where it come from, this meatless stuff that you can buy at the store. And you just think you're frying bacon. But you don't fry it, but just get it hot good, cause it'll just grip up so like bacon, you know. Just don't do good, it gets hard. But if you put it in that hot oil and just turn it over and take it out, it's just as tender and nice and tastes so good.
If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, except not have it sliced, you'd say you'd have to buy a whole of bacon.
No, you just, what you do there, you just buy a piece of meat, slice your own bacon. You can do that. You can buy a whole side of a hog, I reckon you can now, a big piece, and cut your